It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Not too bad. 15 degrees outside right now. Didn't feel that cold when I was coming in this morning.
No, not. Doesn't seem quite as bad as yesterday for some reason.
Well, at least we don't have that stiff breeze like we had earlier this week. Somebody told me the other day that if the storm comes right, if it goes in the right direction, well, I guess that'd be the wrong direction, but if it comes in our direction, we could be looking at like 10 inches or more of snow this weekend.
I don't know. Our forecast isn't saying that yet, so I won't go there.
Hopefully it's going in the other direction then. Yeah, somebody said this storm system, if some of the models, if it, well, let's just not even talk about it then, shall we? Hi, Kendall. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, Jim.
You're going to be our distraction this morning. Yeah. Hey, tell us about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got a used front-load washer in near-new condition. Got a matched front-load washer and dryer in very good condition. Stack washer dryer, less than a year old. Got a Maytag drying center near-new. Used side-by-side refrigerator, 22 cubic foot in very good condition. Got a used portable electronic air cleaner near-new. Used microwave hood combinations. Got in a used 18-foot refrigerator recently, that's in very, very good condition. Two used built-in dishwashers, a couple of other used refrigerators. Both are large capacity side-by-sides. Got lots of new washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top-load and front-load and small and super-capacity models. If you've got a space problem, we can offer stack units. Also offer Speed Queen washers, which are made in the United States. Carry a three-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. You can see those at W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric are made in the United States. We deliver and install wholly owned heater away and service it after the sale. Jim?
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Well, here we are. Today and tomorrow. You know what today and tomorrow are?
Start of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Well, you're on the right track. They are the least productive business days of the year. Now, you want to argue with me about that?
No.
Not real bad?
Not from my perspective,
I guess I know what you're going to be spending a lot of time doing today. Yeah, I mean, these 2 days, I'm just guessing. I don't have any statistics. But I'm guessing that these 2 days, the first 2 days of the NCAA, I mean, I know they had games last night and the night before. They don't count. They're at night.
Yeah, didn't affect the workday anyways.
They're games that, unless you're a fan of those teams, you really don't care much anyway. But now is when most people consider the NCAA basketball tournament getting started. Okay, now you got Thursday and Friday. You know, next week I realize you have Thursday, Friday games too, but most of them are at night. This is the weekend where you have all these games. So they play them all throughout. What, they start at like 10 o'clock in the morning our time?
Yeah, it's like 11 something.
Yeah. I mean, they start real early and they run all day long. So you pretty much know how the workday is going to go. If anybody's near a television set, it'll be on, even if the TV's never on. We have a television set out here. I can't remember the last time it was turned on. Yeah. I'm guessing it'll be on today.
Probably.
And a few computer monitors will be on here and there. People will be kind of keeping tabs on what's going on. It's kind of become its own little cottage industry, this whole bracket stuff. You know, people setting up their brackets and involving the NCAA basketball tournament and who's going to win and who gets to the Final Four and who does this and who really cares and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, it kind of takes over the workplace. And when you stop and think about it, I know it's going to waste time and I know it's going to cause people to be a bit distracted. But, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of these so-called workplace experts are saying things like, you know, you can't stop it. Just roll with it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you happen to be an employer, a manager, an owner, what have you, I know it'll be a little annoying, but what are you going to do? It's going to happen no matter what you try to do. It's everywhere because you can watch games now on TV, on your little tablet devices, on your phone, on your computer. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be talking about it as we are here this morning. So you might as well just get over it. And according to an office team survey, 1 in 5 managers that have been surveyed recently seem to agree that annual college basketball tournament actually feel like it improves employee morale and their engagement in what's going on, at least a little bit. 75% of the 1,000 managers who responded to their survey say that they don't think the bracket obsession really affects the workplace much at all. Because if it's not that, it'll be something else.
Yeah.
There's always water cooler chit-chat, mm-hmm. no matter what it is. But the organization office team advises that any workplace willing to let employees have a little fun with all the stuff that's going on and set a few rules so things don't get out of hand, like granting workers some quick breaks to check scores or talk about games and colleagues, overall is maybe a good thing because it's something that makes the day fun. Now, other ways to increase workplace engagement in the tournament would be things like allowing workers to maybe wear team colors or T-shirts, things like that, if they normally have more of a strict dress code, because it helps to show a good-natured attitude toward the competition, too. But, you know, you do have to have some rules and regulations and things, too. You maybe want to keep your employees from using the company computers and things like that to actually keep tabs on some of those types of things, and only engaging in some of that stuff when you have times outside the office or maybe during break times and things. And they do suggest the supervisors shouldn't get involved in the activities as well because they are supervisors and not part of the regular employee staff. It can sometimes be a little awkward depending upon how your workplace is structured. But it's going to happen. It's going to take over things. It's going to be talked about. It's part of it. It just is.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I always thought when I was growing up that that would have been a couple of ideal days for school to be out for an in-service or whatever the case may be. I mean, you have all these days off throughout the year anyways. Why not make them those two when I'm going to be finding any way I can to distract myself anyways?
Is he lobbying for a couple of days off? Is that what he's doing here?
I see Atlantic's got their spring break this week. They figured it out.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Well, you just never know how that's all going to play out. I mean, you know, you got distractions anyway. When it comes to employees and stuff, you know, the camaraderie and what have you in the office, we all talk about things. It might be stuff from our lives. It might be this. It might be that. It might be last night's episode of Duck Dynasty. Who knows? It could be all kinds of things. We're always talking about stuff. Now, that's the good side of it, I guess, depending upon your perspective. Now, the other side is an article written by Katie Thompson, who's the technology editor on CNBC.com, writes that, you know, while market trading and stuff might be slow during the tournaments, hackers are ramping up. They want to get into your brackets and stuff, too. Every good thing has a bad side, and that kind of tends to be it. But they say the basketball fans should be extra careful when you're scouring the web for live footage of games and team scores, things like that, when the tournament goes on, because there's an uptick in online activity, and that lends itself to a perfect opportunity for a hacker to lure an unsuspecting fan into a dangerous situation. Kaspersky Labs is a security firm, and they offer some tips to keep your personal information in brackets safe during the tournament. First of all, watch out for poisoned searches. You know, Facebook is one of the most popular places on the web. It's also one of the most popular places for hackers to throw things up on there to get you to click on something that will suddenly allow them access to your computer without you knowing it. It's just, they go, you know, the hackers are going to go. I mean, if a robber wants money, where's he going to go? He goes to the bank.
They have money.
That's where they have money, right? I mean, that's where they go. You know, if a hacker wants your money, wants your information, where are they going to go? They're going to go where you go. And, of course, places like Facebook and things. Well, right now with the NCAA basketball tournament, they're going to poison some of those places. Those cyber criminals are aware that basketball fans are looking for sites to check out their team's numbers and stuff. But fans aren't always aware that sometimes those links can be dangerous. Hackers have been known to build websites that actually resemble a real sports news site, but they're actually fake malicious sites that can infect your systems. Now, because it's difficult to spot a fake website, you should make sure that you stick to using sites that are familiar with those that have a reputation for being a good source of sports news. Makes sense. All it takes is one wrong click somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see an ad on the side of a page long enough, sooner or later, even by accident, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you're just rolling your mouse over something, you accidentally click something. You just want to be careful. Also, they suggest that you stream with care. Live streaming of games could also endanger your computer or mobile device. Hackers know that people want to watch the games live, and they'll lure fans in with downloadable video programs that can wreak havoc on computer systems. So don't install any software program that promises you live streaming if you don't completely trust that source. Also, apps can mean some trouble, too. That's another tip. Basketball fans aren't safe on their mobile applications all the time. Just like installing dangerous streaming programs, fans should also steer clear of downloading apps that are jailbroken. Those are apps that are usually for a hacked iPhone, and they're not released through Apple's App Store. Only download apps to your mobile devices that are created by legitimate sources. One way to help ensure that an app is safe is to read the user's reviews and check its rating in the App Store as well. And that goes for iPhone or Android. You can see all those things when you check it out. And also, a fourth and final tip, which might be the smartest one of all, is be careful with your cash. You know, if you have a friendly wager, might be pinned on that tournament. Not encouraging gambling, but you know how things go. You might want to be careful how you transfer that money. You know, while you might use your bank account to transfer money online, and that's usually safe, the folks at Kaspersky, they caution fans to never check their bank account while they're using a public wireless network and to make sure that personal computing devices have the most up-to-date security software installed. Yikes. Imagine watching a basketball game and getting the double hit. Maybe your favorite team goes crashing down in the tournament, and at the same time, your bank account goes crashing down around you, and you don't even know it. What a rotten way to go.
Wouldn't be fun.
No. So watch those kinds of things. Like I said, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. We really can't hardly stop you. It's awful tough to do that kind of stuff. So if you're going to enjoy the tournament, get involved in bracket stuff, whatever else, have fun. But be careful, too, because, as we said, the hackers, those people that are trying to scam you out of your money, they go where you're going to hang out. And right now, they know exactly where you're going to hang out, and that's anything basketball-related. Probably best to go straight to some of the trusted sources that you know if you're looking for the information instead of doing some Google search or something, because you never really know for sure what's going to pop up there. So make sure you do that safely and don't have any problems. We wouldn't want all of that basketball craziness to get even crazier on you here. Kendall Warren, like to tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down WNS Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got microwave ovens, countertop units, and over-the-range microwave hood combinations. And, of course, we do deliver and install them. Got gas and electric ranges freestanding on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order. Built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in range, and range hoods. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Got some closeouts on some discontinued models. And, of course, again, we deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 80 units, more on the way. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. It's Thursday. Pots on. Peanuts are still out for the rest of the week anyway. And I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, enjoy the games and enjoy them safely. You go out making a great day, and God bless America.